The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Kirk Adams, CEO of GreenRoc, that's GROC ticker. Kirk, thanks for joining me.
Yes, great to see you again today.
Yeah, and you've raised some good news here. You've done an Amitsoq graphite project update. Lots of figures in there. It seems quite positive. The market's taking this quite positive, so we'll dig into that in a bit. As always, though, Kirk, for people not familiar, because you haven't been listed that long, explain GreenRoc Mining. What's it all about, please?
Oh, GreenRoc Mining is a company that is specifically focused on Greenland. And we have two, I think, what I would call flagship projects in Greenland, which are extremely exciting. One of them is the graphite Amitsoq project, which is the subject of today's discussions. But also, we've also got the TBS, the Thule Black Sands project up in the north, which is another, what I would call extremely positive project. So, we're very lucky, I think, to be working in Greenland. We like it. We love the jurisdiction. They're very positive towards us, and GreenRoc is a, as I say, a focused Greenland mining development company.
Mm-hmm. Marvelous stuff. Okay, and you've announced today, like I say, in your RNS there, a full suite of assay results from drilling and channel sampling at Amitsoq, and you're saying it's looking, showing graphite layers both thicker and more consistent than previously thought. So take us through some of these results, if you could, Kurt.
Oh, yes. No, I mean, it's been we've been very, very pleased with the results. We've always been able to say that, you know, you can see the graphite on surface. You can channel sample it on surface. You can be very positive that you've got it in two dimensions and it looks extremely good. But now we've got some drill hole results, which in fact put the third dimension in. And what's really exciting about this is that those drill results are incredibly consistent. When you look at the grades of the material in the drill hole in the drill holes themselves, you know, and they're hundreds of meters apart, and these drill holes are giving us grades that are, you know, within 1 or 2% of each other. So you can really get a sense of how consistent these the two graphite layers are that we've been drilling into, and that's extremely good news. And then the second thing that really comes out of it is not just the consistency, but the fact that the width of the ore body is growing with depth. So that in itself is an extremely positive thing, because it's trending to get larger and wider as we get deeper into the ore body, down dip, as we say in mining terms. And so that too is an extremely good indicator. We're very excited by those results. You know, very excited by them.
Yeah, and just mention there now, where do you go from here? What do you got planned for, say, next year?
Oh, next year's drilling program is going to be considerably more extensive than this year's drilling program, probably three or four times the size. We're going to be doing a load of extension drilling on the Amitsoq Island deposit. That's the one that we've just reported. It's open in strike in both directions, so it can get longer, and it's also open with depth, and in fact as you go deeper it seems to be getting bigger. So we're going to be doing a drilling program that really maps all of that out and gives us the details from it, and we'll be starting that drilling program probably at the end of April and running through the summer season. So we're in the process of contracting the drillers right now, and as I say, we're intending to create a considerably more extensive set of ore body results, drill results from that program. But we're not only doing that. That's on the Amitsoq Island, where the old mine used to be, and I've been underground there twice now. Very extensive galleries, very interesting to see, and the quality, rock mass quality, is second to none. It's fantastic. But we're also going to go onto the Kallak area, which is on the mainland, and that area area. You may recall this summer we got increased extensions to the strike lengths of the ore bodies that we've seen on surface, and we've got additional areas that look extremely exciting outside of the JORC exploration target. So that's really looking very, very interesting, and we'll be doing an extensive drilling program on that as well. So we're really looking at mapping this whole area out in terms of assay results in the summer, and that I think will be the basis from which we can actually start the full development of the company, and as I like to say, restart the mining again, because it was an operating mine.
Yeah, absolutely. Just at the top there, you mentioned that you love operating in Greenland, and the government have been very helpful. There was some news out recently about they're banning uranium and that kind of in a area, of course, because different kind of commodity altogether, a material. But does that have any effect on you whatsoever, that kind of movement about banning mining in that area?
Well, in fact, they have set a very low limit of 100 parts per million of uranium in their new legislation. But we had anticipated that this may occur, and we've done full suite analysis on our drill hole data and channel sampling, and none of our channel samples come anywhere near that 100 parts per million, and that's an average. So we're even the highest grade level of background count in our case is much lower than that, and so this legislation has absolutely no effect on our project on the Amitsoq graphite project, none at all.
Yeah. Okay, so you're ahead of the curve there, and it's good to hear. And all right, as you know, on the front page of Vox Markets, there are 10 companies most followed. That changes all the time, depending on who hits the follow buttons on the company pages. So to get on that list, if you could, give us three quick reasons why someone should hit that follow button on Green Rock Mining and add you to their watch list, please.
Well, I think the first one is that graphite is the new lithium. There are gigafactories planned for all over Europe and the UK, and the demand is set to grow for graphite from the current levels by a factor of 25 in the next 20 years or so. And so from that perspective, we're right in the right market, the EV market. That's the first reason. The second reason is our graphite, the graphite that we've been analysing and channel sampling and drilling for taking core of is EV quality. It's one of the highest grades in the world, and this drilling campaign has really confirmed that it extends at depth and is getting thicker, as I said, going down dip, and it's of consistent grade and quality and the right quality for EV, for electric vehicles and battery markets. Mm-hmm. And I would say the third reason for investing in us is that we're currently trading at a very significant discount to our peers, and at this share price, I think we're a very attractive exposure to battery metals. So those are three good reasons. I can give you another two if you want.
I think there's plenty for people to get on with, and do some research on Kirk. That's brilliant stuff, and maybe we'll get the other reasons next time you come on. Because, like I said, lots going on, so look forward to catching up in the not too distant future. Thanks very much.
Yeah, thanks very much. It's been great. Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.